proclaim the word, St. Paul says to a young Christian by the name of Timothy, who's evidently in preparation for a life of leadership in the church, of service. And St. Paul says to him, proclaim the word persistently. Proclaim it whether it's convenient or inconvenient, whether it's in season, out of season. Proclaim the word persistently. Now, persistence, maybe that's the message of the three readings that we hear today. Moses has to hold up his arms in prayer persistently. Timothy's told to proclaim the word persistently. And here's this poor widow woman that has to persist in nagging this judge until he finally gives her what she asked for. And he does it just because she keeps on nagging and says, well, I better do it before she comes and knocks my block off. When I was in college, during the summers, I had a job every summer. I worked in the drugstore in my hometown. It was a little mom-and-pop drugstore operation. The whole store was probably no bigger than this altar area up here. Pretty little, small little store. And part of the job, you know, every time they got a order from the wholesale company that came in, you had to put the stock on the shelves, you know. And they had these old black wax pencil kind of crayon that you'd write the price on everything. And you also had to mark the wholesale cost of it on there. It was before the days of computerized inventories, you know, so you had to have what it costs a store on there too. But they did that in a code because they didn't want the customers to know how much less they had paid for it than what they were charging you. So they had a code, you know, they had a 10-letter phrase that each letter of the phrase corresponded with a number, like 1 was D, 2 was O, 3 was N, and 4 was T, and so on for 10 letters. And the phrase was, don't give up. And I kept that in mind. In fact, that was a time of my life I kind of discovered that if you want to make it, don't give up. I was in college, and I know anybody been through an experience of, like, you know, that's life is, as a student, is full of challenges. And sometimes you have some pretty good successes, and I discovered that I could do some things that I never thought I could before. And then on the other hand, you have some spectacular failures. Oh my goodness, am I going to live through this? Just humiliating failures. And that's a way of most of life. And I kind of made that phrase my, I don't know what you call it, a motto or something through that time. Don't give up. You know, if you just stick to it and don't give up, you'll finally come to your goal. That was true when I was in college. It was true when I was in the seminary, too. Even more, you know, seminaries are good at throwing challenges to you. You know, if you're going to break, they want you to break there, not while you're out in the middle of a parish and have everything fall completely apart. That, amidst the successes and the failures, just don't give up. You'll come to your goal. That was a story of Moses. You know, he didn't give up. He was the Israelites that he was leading got in a battle with the Amalekites. I guess their leader was somebody named Amalek. Anyway, they came to a battle with the Israelites, and Moses was up on the top of the hill, and Joshua was leading the battle. And as long as Moses had his hands raised in prayer and blessing over them, the Israelites succeeded and they prevailed in the battle. But I don't know if any, have you ever tried to see how long you can hold your arms out like that? Nobody can do it for more than about 6 minutes. You begin to get tired. And Moses did, when his arms began to drop, the Amalekites began to prevail in the fight. So Moses got some help. He got Aaron, his brother, on one side, and a helper by the name of Hur, that's H-U-R, Hur, to stand on the other side and hold his arms up all day long. And the Israelites prevailed in the battle with the prayer and blessing of Moses. Now, amid all the successes and failures of life, of Christian life too, we just have to be persistent. That's the message of the Word of God. One of my acquaintances a few years ago was a Dominican priest down at Springfield who was the chaplain of the Dominican sisters down at St. Catherine. And he was a good mission preacher and often gave retreats in parishes and gave retreats to priests. He said one time he was invited to give a day-long retreat to a group of women in a parish. And he said, so he decided he would organize his message around, you know, the three theological virtues, faith, hope, and love. He said in the conversation with the women, he said he discovered that they didn't seem to have too much trouble with faith. And they didn't have much trouble with love. What was the challenge was hope. Amid all the challenges and difficulties of life and the things that get thrown at us, how do you persist day by day with all the challenges of family life, work life? He said they seem to have the greatest challenge with hope. How do you keep on hoping? And he said he gave a retreat to a group of priests once too on the same theme, and they had the same challenges. Faith wasn't much problem, love wasn't much problem, but hope. Just keeping on day by day and month by month and year by year with all the successes and failures that life brings, relational successes and failures, spiritual successes and successes in prayer, and sometimes failures in prayer you feel like. How do you have the hope to continue the journey? Keep on, not giving up, being persistent. Well, Moses, seems like he had to get some help. He had to get some little help from his friends. He couldn't have done it by himself. So do we, you know. We can't make it through life without a help. I've needed a lot of help in my life. So get somebody or some people to help you. I got to thinking, you know, a Christian community like St. Bernadette, of all the ministries that go on here, just about every one of you think, one you can think about, are people who are there to help. Whether it's a prayer group, scripture study group, grief support group, there are people there, you know, to kind of help you hold up your hands in prayer when you feel like they might droop and you might be tempted to give up. There are people there to help. I don't care what the group is at St. Bernadette. The choir, they're there to help us. Their music is holding up our hands in prayer. You just think of the ministries that go on here. St. Vincent de Paul, is people there helping us to hold up our hands in prayer and service so we don't give up. So we can proclaim the word persistently, whether whether inconvenient or whether convenient, in season, out of season. The woman that pestered the unjust judge finally got what she needed because of her persistence. If you don't give up, you reach the goal. And so we travel in that way to heaven. And on the way to heaven, there's some pretty good successes and sometimes some spectacular failures. But there are people there to help us on the way. Here, in a place like St. Bernadette, don't hesitate to ask. You know, that's what they're there in confession for. Sometimes I've had some pretty spectacular failures in my life, and I had to go to confession to get put back together. There was somebody there to help me. Not to shake his finger in my face and say, you did what, but to help by proclaiming God's forgiving love, which you come out with hope and continue on the way. You got the saints in heaven to do the same thing, you know. Their job description up there is to pray for us while we're on our way. The Blessed Virgin Mary and all the saints. We can ask for help. Above all, the help of Jesus, who's been tempted and tried every way we are, and is there at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us as we're on the way to our goal, which is eternal life in His kingdom. So continue the journey. If you need help, ask us. But don't give up. And at last, together, not separately, not as individual, but together, we'll reach the goal, which is to come at last to the banquet table of the kingdom of heaven. There's some help here for us to come to that goal.